What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Portland, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in this market?
The talk of the MFP payment, Don, is definitely hot. That's got farmers excited. I know most clients I talk to, they're not happy they're getting paid. I mean, they're happy they're going to have money coming in, but they want to sell grain the old-fashioned way. They want demand to be there and China to be buying and the grain to be sold out of the PNW in the Northwest. But it is a lot of money, and it's going to really affect a lot of people positively. The negative side of that, the cash in the hand of the farmers, sometimes it gives them more time to sell, and it makes them hope that the market's going to go up. Don't forget why the government's giving you the money is because the markets aren't going up. For many people, soybeans are a big loser, wheat's a big loser. Corn, the only one with meat on the bone that I could see when I run numbers with farmers, Don.
We got some gains in the overnight trade. We're going to see some of that variability, don't you think?
Yeah, a lot of variability, a lot of uncertainty. In the wires this morning put out by Advanced Trading, and it wasn't something I was thinking about, but the guys from the commercial department were just saying, hey, money in the hand of the farmer gives them more time to wait and not sell. I got home in Indiana last night, and my front yard was dry, and many of the front yards were dry, all the way around from O'Hare Airport around in the suburbs. So not hot and dry, just dry. So watch the weather in the Midwest. Sometimes you can have a little bit of a drought. Not with 100-degree temperatures, but just with 85 every day and a lack of rain. That's definitely going to start to play in the market, and I think that's what last night's news was.
Certainly, especially with that late-planted crop. What about the China trade talks? How big a factor is that?
Every day you see something come out of D.C. saying that talks are going well. It's not often they say they aren't, but we got to separate fact from reality here, and the bottom line is we've lost one of our best customers, and they may not be coming back for a while, so you have to market grain as if we're not going to get the talks done. If we do, then we're in the bonus round. But right now, that's definitely what's not hot.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Portland, North Dakota.